Y'all, this is the Mutual Decision Podcast. Smith's in the house, man. I'm in the house. Ooh. Wifey?
Ew.
We got comedian Ivan in the building.
Yeah, we got.
Hey, man. Shout out to, shout out to Macho and Skinny, man. They on real special assignments, man. Shit, let's get right into it, man. What's been going on, man? I feel like I ain't seen you, man. You been vacationing and shit.
Yeah, I was out of town this weekend. I went to Havasu.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, it was cool. It was my first time going. I ain't never been out there before.
Yeah.
It was like a little, like me and my cousins, we travel together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they just was like, let's do Havasu. So we didn't get into everything, but like we kind of was able to map it out.
Yeah.
So next time we go, like we're going to go in another few months. So this time we kind of know what we're going to do.
Yeah, that's love, man.
Did y'all hike?
Fuck no.
No?
What? You see some nice man chest? Some six packs?
No, it was no. It was a couple. It wasn't day spring break. It wasn't day spring break, but it was still some people like on the lake.
You see some nice chest?
Why are you asking him that? I'm gonna be
looking now. I already be like, I'll be telling wifey in the gym, and I'll be like, hey, that nigga on steroids. That nigga on steroids. And now that we know, like, you know, the surgery, the stomach and chest surgery is a big thing.
You think they really doing that?
Yeah.
I know Drake got it. I know Kanye got it. What's the dude? Batman Kevo, his is hard. Whoever his doctor is.
He the only one I've seen like really say like up. They did. Yeah.
But yeah, Drake got it. Kanye got it. Got the stomach. Got the what would it be? What's that called? Ain't a BBL.
It's like, I think they call it an ab implant.
I'm for that though.
That's insane. Look,
that was the first time I was like, hey man. I get it.
Are y'all thinking about doing the knee surgery to get a little, little height on you?
Nah.
Why?
I'm cool, man. You know.
That's where you draw the line? Like,
nah, man. Tall niggas be lanky. You ain't gonna be falling over nothing.
Yeah.
Tall, lanky for nothing.
Like 5 extra inches, like you're gonna be uncoordinated. Like you're not used to that.
Yeah. If I ain't.
That's why you gotta learn how to, work with it.
If I ain't going to the league.
Like if you didn't have no ass all these years and you went and got a BBL, you gonna figure out how to work with that ass, right?
Or are you just gonna. That's the least of my concern. Like I want the Dominican dick lift. Give me about 3 more inches, man. That's
if I'm over 6, I'm already 5'10", so I ain't tripping. But if I'm over 6 foot, I'm not going to the league. I don't need to be 6 foot.
Like, what do you mean?
I'm a failure. Like I be looking at niggas like, for what? For what?
For what? Like, what do you need 5 more inches for?
Some people want to be taller. Like if you like 5'2", you probably want 5 more inches on you.
Lanky, knock-kneed, uncoordinated.
That's crazy.
Can't dance, can't do nothing, just tall.
But if you 5'2" and you get 5 more inches, you still 5'7". Like you still not tall.
Still gonna be short.
You just wasted 10 bands for no reason.
Yeah.
But maybe those 5 inches really meant a lot to you. Like,
give me 5 inches where it counts. That's not the 5 inches I want. That's not the 5 I want. You know what I'm saying? Five.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah, you know, see, now my shoes and my pants ain't gonna be touching.
What they say, if you lose weight, it'll look bigger.
Hey man, it's tricks to it.
You said tricks
to it, man.
Fuck it.
I would do the what's the other shit though? The cryo shit. The cryo.
What is that?
Where they like freeze to like help take some of the the weight off.
Oh,
my
yeah.
mom was doing that for a minute.
I don't think that worked.
Did she like it?
She said it was painful, though.
I would imagine that it would be painful. Because if you put your hands like in cold ice for too long, what happens is it starts to sting.
It
hurts. So imagine if somebody's applying a cold compress on you or you have something on you that's continuously freezing you. That would hurt.
Mm. Did she say it worked?
I mean, I can tell it. I don't think so. No, not like that one. Shout out to my
wow.
Not like that, man.
That is
wow. Nuts. Don't do her like that. Give her some grace. What are you talking about? Maybe she just discontinued the treatments. Maybe she didn't go to all of them.
I don't know. This is the Views on the 7 podcast. I don't know if I said that. I said that earlier, but I don't want to get into no sad shit early, but I don't want to get it out the way. What's the sister name? Shaquilla? I don't want to mispronounce it. Is it Shanquilla or Shaquilla?
I don't know how to pronounce her name either.
Yeah. My mind keep going to Chicago. But
The feds, man, I want to peace to her family, man. The feds decided to not pursue charges. I don't know how that works.
It's not their jurisdiction, though. What do we really expect? I think Mexico still has the extradition. They're still looking for them to be extradited there. But it's not, it didn't happen on U.S. soil. Like, what are you looking for?
I mean, they went through the entire process. I mean, you really don't too often hear the feds coming out and saying, like, they're not going to pursue charges. So that was a little weird to me. Like, you really don't hear nothing like that. For them to come out and say it, and they've done their own investigation, they've done interviews. I mean,
probably some shit came out in them interviews that
the didn't family,
yeah. Or like, but just, I can't think of any other case where a crime happened on foreign soil and the feds was like, okay, we.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually it's that country that will, do their process.
Where they, I believe they're trying to, but.
Yeah, Mexico. Still
Mexico
wants
them, but yeah. The extradition process. I don't know if the U.S. hasn't granted it. So
Because of how crazy it is over there when you go to jail. Like,
well, hey man, you do some shit like that. Yeah. The one thing I did read up on, I guess according to our autopsy, was it's really cruel that we got to do this these days, but nothing was going on with her spinal cord. I know the initial situation was like something with her spinal cord. Her spinal cord was broken or some shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't
true.
No. But still, man, it's as a family, man, that's fucked up, man. Something happened to your kid and
you feel like you can't do anything about it.
I remember a case along. There was a white girl though,
in Aruba.
That's what. I remember that case too. And she, I don't know. She
but didn't she disappear? Like she they couldn't find her.
Yeah, man.
And that was right after she graduated from high school, I believe. It was like her senior trip or something like that.
Yes, yeah, it's tough, man. You know, that's the scary part, man.
At least we. In 2023, we 0-2 in Mexico. Like, stay out of there. We 0-2.
Yeah, I was listening to
that one. That was a little weird though.
It was very weird.
It was something going on.
But no, they gave the interview and shit. That was kind of crazy.
I saw, but I didn't get to watch it.
I seen like little clips of it, and I'm like, damn.
What'd she say? Because I haven't seen it.
She was basically like, they were driving and they was following them. I guess they was thinking they was like Haitian smugglers, okay. And they trapped them. The cartel got out and was hitting the front of the car, the hood. They was hitting the hood with the rifle and shit. So one of them got out and broke, and that's when they start let loose.
So I'm pretty sure he's one of the ones.
So the one that survived, he said he got two in the legs immediately. Bomb, bomb. And then the friends got killed. She said they was driving them around. They took them somewhere, to patch them up because at that point they probably knew they fucked up. Yeah. They drove them around. The fucked up part is she said they said that to driving them around so they wouldn't get caught, they threw the friends, the dead bodies on top of them so they wouldn't get seen.
Jeez.
That's some fucked up shit. Wow. And she was saying that they were trying to get them to have sex.
Should we wait?
Yeah.
She was trying to get the lady and the dude.
The cartel was trying to get the lady and the dude to have sex. But they were saying they were siblings.
That is insane.
Yeah, it's fucked up. And then they was just like, she said the one of the cartel members told him, like, I'm sorry about your friend, man. Somebody made a wrong call. And it's like, God.
Wow.
Damn.
What do you say, oh, it's okay. Like, what do you say to them?
Yes, because I'm trying to go home. I'm not finna scold you. Hey, man, shit happens, man.
That's some fucked up shit, man. Yeah. I mean, how do that you sucks, yeah. How do you even come back from that?
In a better
that?
Place.
Yeah, I don't know. You know,
Lord forgive me for laughing. I should not have laughed at that.
Nah, I'm just saying that's terrible. Yeah, wow,
give a nigga a Virgin Mary candle, like deuces. It's fucked up shit.
And
man.
So they were really going down there for what was she getting a
BBL?
She was getting some
weight loss
surgery,
right?
Yeah. She said that's what she was really down there for.
Yeah, she was getting some type of surgery. Yep,
That's insane.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That part of the story still just don't sit right in my spirit.
No, because you can get the weight loss surgery right here. You can go through your insurance, pay a little $300 copay.
But I heard over there, they were saying, I guess, wherever they were at, I'm not even going to try to pronounce it. I don't know.
Matamoros.
Wherever they were at, everything is cheaper. So everybody goes over there for dental work, for all type of...
Well, I know that people do that often, but it's just not worth risking your life. Like, why are you... That,
well, it's like, it was like a border town, though. It's like right. Like it's literally like right across the border from.
Yeah, I'm
US.
Not going to TJ.
That's true.
I'm absolutely not going to TJ on purpose.
That's a point.
Yeah,
my dad went once. He was pissed when he got back.
Why? I heard it's fun over there. I heard it's fun.
He was like,
it's
when
fun, but it's
this,
crazy.
All types of kids and shit be begging in the front.
Mm. That's anywhere though. I seen that in Atlanta.
No, but it's like on steroids. Like they are literally they walking up to your car while you're trying to cross back over to the border, trying to sell stuff like all the way up and down. It's crazy.
Sound like Atlanta.
It's out.
That's nuts, bro. Hey, no. Being wife, man, we had a layover in Atlanta, and I'm just looking like,
oh yeah, it was kind of crazy.
Did you see the? Y'all saw the water kids? The ones that was at the set in the water game.
We had just landed for a layover.
So we didn't leave outside.
I got to leave the airport.
Yeah, we didn't leave the airport.
But I was like, you know, not that I was, you know, not being homophobic or anything, but it was like,
yeah.
Is there 80 straight black men in this airport? It was
yeah,
like.
Yeah, the people passing through. No, I'm just
damn. Kidding.
It almost got me the first day I was there. I said, yeah, nope. That's it.
You know what? When I visited Atlanta for the first time, that was the first time I ever saw a man like full blown. He had a fade, everything, but he had on these like, I swear there was probably like 8-inch heels that he was walking across the street in. And I was like, wow, I've never seen that in person. Maybe, you know, I'm just not...
No, yeah,
well versed, or I don't know, but I was just like, wow, yeah,
it's different.
It was a mom fuck, man.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. You see, like a nigga had on like a neon green dress with heels on, with like a long ass. I'm like, oh, baby, thick. To turn around, it was like a Clifford. So, yeah, nope.
He had a beard.
What? He got a whole goatee.
Hey, man, them niggas can dress, man.
I don't listen.
Hey, we blow up, man. Give me a gay stylist.
That's insane.
I don't want to go full fledged like Russell Westbrook and you know shit like
Russell,
that.
I think Russell Westbrook is doing that on his own.
Nah,
he be looking nuts.
Nah, them niggas go to LA and start dressing like straight weirdos.
Nah, he be wearing a lot of them and all kinds do. Of weird stuff.
Mm-hmm. I want the stylist from Power. Them niggas be dressed.
Like
even
Wall
Tommy
Street
be,
niggas.
Even what Tommy be looking kind
of not Power Power.
Oh,
the new one. Tariq.
Oh, yeah, I'm not even giving that a shot.
What? You don't watch the Tariqs?
Man, I gave that shit one season.
I feel like that's we crazy. Gave it two seasons.
Mm-mm. We gave it the first one when he first got to school.
I fuck with the Tariqs. I like them.
I feel like social media ruins like certain series.
Absolutely.
Me. Like once people start talking about it too much and then they're ruining it, I'm like, I don't want to watch it no more. I'm done.
They definitely do that.
Man, even Snowfall, man, I cannot connect no more. I can't. And I'm like, we watch them, you know what I mean? Because it's in my schedule now, you know what I mean? It's almost it's like an obligation. But I just don't,
it's
I don't,
routine.
I don't connect to it no more, man. I don't. And it's like, damn, man, I used to really love this show.
It's coming to an end. We got, what, two episodes left?
Like two or three, maybe?
Two, I think eight was last week, so.
It's just not.
It's not giving what it's supposed to be.
It's not a lot of series that really, I don't know, I connect like that. Not for me anyway. It's just entertainment.
A series got to be very, very good for me to watch it. Like, they got it. I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't think Abbott Elementary is probably the only one I can think of.
Too many people watching it. And it's already in season two.
Yeah, it's good, though.
Yeah.
What is the show with Uncle Clifford?
P-Valley.
Okay, P-Valley. I tried to watch that because I was being influenced by social media, so it was actually the opposite. And I was like, what is this? Let me just look at it. I couldn't get past the first, 10 minutes. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm turning this shit off. I
fuck with P-Valley. It just, it's too much time in between seasons. I think they're gonna lose momentum.
Well, I heard P-Valley was, all ass and titties in the first season. In the second season, it turned into some other shit.
The first couple episodes. I think that drew people in. Like the ass and titties, but there's a story behind it. There's a story.
Are you cool with the way series are now, or were you more used to the long form?
Wait, y'all want having a break in between?
No. Okay, so you remember back in the day when we talk about the Martins or the
years and years.
The seasons, it would be 25 episodes per season type shit. Now it's kind of
it's 10.
5, 6.
It's 10. 10 is standard. I think it's different because if you think about Martin's a half hour show. So
shit, is it a half hour with commercials?
No, with commercials it's probably 20.
Yeah.
So 2 20, so if it's a season is 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean if an episode is 20 minutes, and it's 20 episodes per season, that's the same thing as having a show for an hour and only having 10 of them. It's the same amount of screen time.
Yeah, we think about it like that. Yeah,
same amount of screen time. You get it faster. I mean, you just get it. It's a shorter. That part I don't like. Like the seasons be over so fast. That I don't like that.
Really, I catch myself, man. There are some shows that I wish I could run back. I only ran back A Different World because I don't know, man. I got a thing with this obligation where when people say something is so fire, so I got to go back. I'll watch something that's old. New shit ain't got a chance. But if something something is old and it's super fire, I'll go back and I'll watch it.
How do you feel about Different World? Watching it back 20
years. Clearly, he hated it. You couldn't tell by the introduction? You couldn't tell?
Big trash.
You could already feel where it was going within about.
But it's two different completely shows. Yes, there's the Sinbad version and then there's the Dwayne Wade version.
Let me tell you something. Trash.
Which one are you on?
I watched all of it.
You went through the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Didn't catch me. Maybe because I'm not a college guy. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But
if you went to college, there's definitely an appeal there.
Yeah, it's a different. You remember? Yeah. I was like, man, get this shit out of here, man. It was worse than Fresh Prince.
I feel like
it
served its purpose, though, because it was trying to put a positive, vision out there on the forefront. And college was a pretty big thing back then because, they had school days. They were playing up on that scenario a lot back then. So
I would be interested to find out how much having that show on TV affected, enrollment at, HBCUs.
Because
to me, it looked like a good time.
Yeah.
It looked like the niggas was out there having fun. School days was kind of they put them niggas through it.
Yeah.
Them niggas squishing doodle in the
That was all that hazy.
Yeah.
But then they had the light skins versus the dark skins.
Yeah, the jigger. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Dwayne and Ron seemed like they was having fun. Then you had Tupac came through. Come on. Tupac came through with the beanie that time at the top. Don't act like we didn't see that. Jada came through.
I missed them episodes. okay. Who would say of all entertainment, who is your favorite?
Favorite what?
Just period. Your favorite entertainer.
Favorite entertainer?
Yeah. I know Tank is your favorite singer, but
it has to be Jamie Foxx.
Okay,
because he literally does all of it.
Wifey?
I don't know.
Somebody that you see them, you have to check them out. Regardless.
Like a movie or
anything.
I'm not really attached to anybody like that. Unless it's music that drops.
Okay.
If it's If Scissors drops, I'm listening to it.
Okay.
If Summer Walker drops, I'm listening to it.
Okay.
But I'm not so invested to where it's like,
what's the biggest L's you've seen them take?
The biggest L?
Like, ooh, why you do that?
Ooh,
shaving her head.
That was a tomboy. Oh my God.
Thanks for helping me out on that one. I'm like, ooh, I don't know. I can't.
Ivan, Jamie?
Probably the gay rumors.
Wait, what?
Probably the gay rumors. With Jamie Foxx? Well, I mean, you know, alligator. I don't know.
That's most of Hollywood, though, seem like.
Yeah, but he gets it, like, heavily. He gets it a lot. So, you know, it got to be true.
It's his parties. It's his parties. Yeah. Goes down in the parties.
Yeah. A lot of them parties. A lot of them Hollywood parties, it seems like. They got to.
Yeah.
That second album you put, well, third album put out was a big L.
What's the biggest L Jamie got? Probably
the vampire movie.
Nah, that wasn't that half bad, honestly. Breaking All the Rules?
Breaking All the Rules was pretty. But damn, that was bad. Nah, Jamie got some bigger L's than that,
Anything Jamie did where he had the fro twist?
No. Booty Call.
I like Booty Call.
Booty Call was pretty bad too.
Booty Call Booty Call was cool.
No,
I'm so glad. Hey, I'm so glad Jamie was like, "Hey, man, this comedy shit ain't working, man. Let me juke him real quick.
His stand-ups were pretty funny though.
Let me juke him real quick.
His stand-ups were
let
funny.
Me turn into Ali.
He just and, happens to be a he Ali.
He was the trainer.
Ali. He's
Oh, okay. Ali, I thought you was. I feel like Ray was his biggest like turning point. But he's a better actor than he is a comedian, I think.
I felt like it was the movie with, when Jamie turned. I felt like it was the movie with Tom Cruise.
Collateral?
Yeah, that was when
He established himself. And after that,
it was like bang. No,
what's the other one? What's the other one? Not Ray. Is it The Violinist?
Violinist was good as fuck.
I haven't seen it, but I heard it was
fun. Ray is like his. I think Ray is Jamie's peak.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
but like when we started taking him as an actor, yeah, it was probably the taking him serious as an actor. It was probably between the Collateral and Violinist. Wasn't Violinist after Ray though?
I believe so.
Yeah, so
I never seen it, but I heard it was phenomenal.
You ain't never seen Violinist? Uh-huh. Oh, that shit was great.
That's with Adrian Brody too, right?
No, that's with the soloist.
Okay,
he was a violinist though.
The violinist?
That was it was the cello. Oh, he was big trash then. No, it was him in Iron Man.
Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah,
Adrian Brody played one of them. There you go. It's one of them. I knew it was one of them. I knew I wasn't tripping. Don't do that.
Adrian Brody is like real hit or miss with me, man. I don't really. He's very.
He did a shit in Cadillac Records.
Who's you know I fuck with Pac, man.
He's your favorite entertainer, though?
I hope not, because Pac has some huge Pac L's.
What is a Pac L?
Gridlocked?
Gridlocked was amazing.
Yeah, no, it was kind of bad.
It was. Gridlocked was amazing. Now, we ain't going to do that.
Gridlocked was terrible.
We ain't going to do that.
Who?
He said the Vest, man. The Vests are in, man.
The Vests?
The Vests. Gridlocked was great. What are you talking about?
No. That was the longest, most pointless movie ever that I've ever watched.
Was terrible.
Gridlock was when he was the junkie.
Yeah.
Yes, that was like a dark comedy, man. That was his best acting portrayal. Yes.
No.
Yeah, he was. Nah, before Gridlocked, he was on his Michael B. Jordan shit, man. He was Tupac playing Tupac.
No, he wasn't really. Kind of asked my
age. Him and Tim, what the fuck his name is? Tim, fuck. That was Tupac's best acting. Tim Roth. That was his best acting.
You think he's better in Gridlock than he was as Bishop?
Yes. Because he gave him he was already, you know, he was already like, that was, you know what I'm saying?
The chat said the Outlaws was his biggest.
Jesus Christ. That's a fact, too. That's a fact, too. Man. God damn, man. Hey, man, we don't acknowledge them, man.
That is insane.
We don't acknowledge them.
Wow.
You know, people like to say it's the tub shit, but
The tub shit crossed my mind. But
yeah, but you can go.
Not really?
You can go online. You can go online. Like, that was a, he was posing for a women's magazine and he had boxers under it.
Mm. It didn't look like he had no boxers.
You can go.
It had to be briefs.
You can go online and look.
You can see the briefs?
Yeah. Mm.
I wouldn't look. I just would just accept it for what it was. I wouldn't like look for no briefs.
I don't have no pox biggest L outside of the Outlaws. Gotta be California Love.
I am inclined to agree.
I hated California Love the moment I heard it. I couldn't stand it. Now I rock
was
with
a
the
moment.
I'll rock like with the remix. I'll rock with the remix.
A great moment.
I will rock with the remix. The remix is hard. It's original. Trash.
You didn't even like the video, like the visuals and stuff.
The visuals were dope.
Yeah, like it was
at the time. At the time,
it was really cool.
At the time, I'll give it that.
Who did it? Hype Williams.
He might.
Remember back then, directors used to be super. Like you always would want to see
that shit over
hype.
Who was doing the video?
LX.
Yeah,
and shout out to Daz, man. You know, that Where the Party At shit was his. It was a Dog Pound. It was Jagged Edge and Dog Pound.
Oh wow, I'm glad so that was dope. They severed ways on that.
Yeah, it was Jagged Edge and Dog Pound, and
you wrote it.
Yeah, and the dude from Jagged Edge, one of the twins, said that they heard the when J.E. played them. The beat, they just put the lyrics to that beat. But that was a Jagged Edge and Dog Pound record. That was, I mean, it's interesting.
Yeah, where did you get fact from?
Yeah, that's nuts.
I was listening to it. Shout out to S.O.
Did you find that on Reddit?
No. No, shout out to S.O. He was, it was his dad's interview. It was his dad's interview that Daz, I'm telling you, man, Daz deserves a lot of credit. If Daz get all the credit that is truly his, he's in top five, easy. There isn't even no question.
Is he bigger than Dre?
Yes.
Hmm. That's tough.
Dre gets more recognition, but what he really... I don't give Dre credit for the Death Row shit, but I cannot take away what he did with Aftermath.
Yeah.
And that probably
led to a lot
bigger than the Death Row shit.
Without Aftermath, there's no Eminem, there's no 50, there's no
just
Game.
The fact that he was able to like rebuild with that type of
twice
magnitude of talent is kind of crazy.
Nigga rebuilt twice.
Yeah.
Three times.
Where did the third come
from? NWA.
He left NWA.
No, he was a Wrecking. Was it the Wrecking?
No.
Reckless?
No, the Wrecking Crew or some shit when he had the shiny shit on. Yeah, and then it was NWA, which is a crazy rebrand. Jesus.
That's a crazy rebrand.
Niggas would never let you get away with that today. Death Row?
I don't know. I've seen worse. I mean, look at Lil Uzi. Lil Uzi Vert.
That's a fact. The Locks too. Locks had a major reversal.
No, they was always street dudes.
They was shiny suit niggas.
Nah, they was street dudes, man. Mace, that was a rebrand. He's Murder Mace, and then turned into the ladies' man.
For the worst.
Then turned into the Lord's man.
Okay, I'm thinking about the Lord's man. I didn't enjoy the Lord's man at all.
Yeah, he was trash. The Lord's man was trash, but it was short lived. And then he signed with G Unit.
And went back to Murder Mace.
Did y'all like Mace's album? Like his commercial?
No.
Album? You didn't like it?
I like the Jealous Guy record.
Yeah, I like Jealous Guy.
Other than that,
I know that record.
It was a big record. It was a big record, though.
I think the shit he did with the Horse and Carriage, him and Cameron, and before Bad Boy was tough. And then I didn't care for the Bad Boy shit outside of a few songs.
More Money, More Problems. That was huge.
That was a first though.
Yeah, but it was still a huge record.
Yeah, so outside of a few songs, like was it Looking at Me?
Tough record.
Why you over there looking at me?
Why my girl standing here? That was a tough record.
More Money, More Problems. He got one more. I can't think of
it. Yeah, one with the Harlem World. Yeah, I can't think of the name of it.
He got one more. It's a big hit, and I can't think of it right now. But and then he went to Pastor Mace, and then Murder Mace, and then I don't know who he is now. That shit he got with Cameron right now was hard though.
He has something with Cameron right now.
It's like a sports show or some shit. That shit. Oh, yeah, that shit is hilarious.
Was it like a podcast or?
Yeah, something like that. Like
a show. That shit hard. Oh. It's like
D's and Merrill.
Yeah, that shit hard.
ESPN.
And it's a sports show.
They talk about sports. Yeah, they talk about a few things.
Okay.
Cam with the teeth is.
It is looking a little crazy. It look a little crazy. But I think today. That Dr. Dre rebrand would have never. Oh my God, that picture would be everywhere. The shiny suits.
I don't really think so.
What? Because
we're in such a microwave era. Like things come and go really fast.
Fuck. No.
I just don't feel like it. Look at Tekashi. Like they still.
YG did it.
YG did it. He just started dressing weird.
YG did it.
YG was tooted and booted at first.
Yes.
Then he went to meet the.
Then he turned into Superblood.
YG did it. The Game did it.
Hey, what's the dance? What's that dance some niggas be doing? Bah. I like that shit. I don't know what them niggas. You don't be seeing when the California niggas be in the club and shit. I seen it at Court. I was like, hey, that shit kind of hard.
Kind of weird. What is that?
The only California dance I really fuck with is the video with the Lucy Pearl music playing where they at the park. That shit hard.
Oh yeah.
No idea what you're talking
about. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Where it's like a picnic type
of thing. That shit hard.
I do like that. That shit hard. You. The all I want is you. You
never seen that video?
I think that's how the words go.
I fucked with the other single better than that one. Don't mess with Dance my night. Man. Don't mess with my girl. You know, like
that shit hard. Lucy Pearl. You listen to Lucy Pearl?
Yeah. That's crazy.
I couldn't. I did not make it past.
Come on, Dance Tonight is it? That's all I'm giving you.
What Dance Tonight? I think it's Don't Mess with My Man or some shit like that. Dance Tonight, like I wanna dance tonight.
They had a bunch of like men and women groups that was kind of like back then. Remember Coffee Room?
Coffee, yeah.
I hated
Coffee
them.
I fucked up. You know that's what they was talking about fucking?
I don't care what they're talking about. I
had no idea. I didn't like it back then either. Then when I found out they was talking about fucking, I was like, oh, okay. I might get jiggy with this.
What's it gonna be?
Yeah, that's the after party. Like you fuck with the after party.
That's the after party.
What remember My Love is the ish? Jimmy I like Tamara. That song.
Them what's the name sisters?
Yeah. Jesse
Powwow. Powell.
Yeah.
That's dope, like man. That's dope.
It seemed like that was kind of a trend back then.
Putting the men and women together?
Yeah. It didn't last very long, but it was like a thing back then.
Hey, shout out. While we talking about Cam, man. Shout out to Cam, man. I didn't know he wrote the 3LW joint. The No More joint. That's dope.
He wrote that?
Did he really?
Yeah. And Luda wrote the Swing My Way.
Oh, that's dope.
What?
Yeah.
That's man, the only song been I in like by him.
What?
That's the only song I like by him.
Wow, that's
don't
crazy.
Do that.
That's
you like no Ludacris music?
I don't like Ludacris because he's too animated. I have held truth to this statement for a very long time. Every song that I have liked or thought I was gonna like by him, he ruined it by a super animated ad lib or something, and I was like, oh, I'm done.
Splash Waterfalls?
No,
that's crazy. I ran home every day to see who's gonna be number one out of him and Ja Rule.
That's insane.
Why?
Yeah, you just had to be the one of them Six and Park days or something different.
They were.
It was Ludacris, What's Your Fantasy or Ja Rule Between Me and You. What? That's crazy, man.
Who's the best one on Six and Park host?
The best one on Six and Park? Free Nature.
Free. Who was you gonna say?
I'm kind of partial to Terrence and Roxy myself.
Fuck no, man.
That was like the off brand.
What?
Hurry up and fucking get it over here.
Great value.
Listen.
I think I actually stopped watching it then, too.
Why?
Me too.
Because, like, what are we doing? Where's AJ and Free? Where's Free?
I don't know, but AJ put in extensions in his hair every day.
He said that was a rumor. That was a hit.
No, we saw the video of him putting them in.
No, because they were recreating 106 Apart. They were recreating it.
You think them was his real braid?
He said they were. He was just, I know what you're talking about. He was, they were recreating it.
I kind of feel like, why wouldn't they be his real braids? Because they were so ugly. Like, why would somebody just do that on purpose? Like, you know, like, why would you put some fake ones?
Hey, he was the first one to really
get that look.
He was the first one to really, in my, me coming up, he was the first one with the locks before I seen him, like,
you think so?
Go crazy.
I think Ricky Williams, to me, was the introduction of locks. It's like mainstream.
Yeah, I wasn't watching football like that back then.
He was the first person I saw with locks, and then next thing you know, everybody had locks.
Because
Ricky Williams was what class? He got drafted in, what, 98? So he predates Free.
I know when Wayne started, that's when he went crazy, but.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. AJ was the first one I seen with the
locks. No, locks. It was a, it was a group, though.
Those are individuals. He had individuals.
Man, locks, man.
He had 18 inches down to his ass. That is insane. Locks. He got the Brazilian. He got the Brazilian went away. Like,
were they individual braids or were they locks?
They know, definitely were locks.
I didn't head, but I know they were.
It was like lemonade braids before they were a thing. God. Go look. Go Google them. There was the lemonade braids before lemonade braids was a thing.
Yeah, they were.
Yes, those were the lemonade braids.
It's lemonade braids.
The Beyoncé's.
You know the ones that go up to the top and like kind of like lean over to the side.
The Beyoncé's.
I don't know. I never seen Beyoncé with braids. I don't think.
Lemonade. Formation. Beyoncé.
I wasn't paying attention to Beyoncé then.
Come on, man.
I'm not into lose control, Beyoncé. I'm not into control. I'm not into that Beyoncé. I'm into
what is
ballad
control.
Beyonce.
What are you talking about?
You know when she was on the Formation shit. She was on her Janet. She was trying her Janet Jackson shit. That was real controlish to me. Control. It was that shit. I'm not. Give me ballad Beyoncé. That's all I want to hear. I don't want to hear none of that screaming and shit she be doing.
Mm-mm.
Cool.
We totally forgot about Busta Rhymes. He had locks. Who was it? Was
nobody
a
nobody paying attention to Busta Rhymes?
Yes, they were back then. Yes, they were. That
get
was a
the
huge
fuck
thing.
Fuck out of here!
But there was a group. It was three of them. I can't remember. Damn.
Fugees?
No. Well, the Fugees, they had. She had locks, and yes. So did Prize. Kind of.
Who else?
Did she?
It's three yes, dudes.
Not Dead Prez.
No.
Three dudes.
It was a rap group.
There was three of them.
Yes.
That's a big ass rap group.
He had a song, Lights, Camera, Action.
Oh, you're talking about the Lost Boys.
Lost Boys, yes. Lord, I could not.
One of them was dead. How you see him?
Huh?
What?
What are you talking about?
One of them got killed. One of them had got killed. I wonder how you
Yeah, but
him.
They had, I don't know anything about that. I just remember the videos from back then and that they had, those were the first ones that I saw that had locks, really.
Open up Hobie Caskets like they're fresh right there.
I don't think they were like a big time act though.
Oh, that Lil Kim shit was that Lil Kim shit put them on the map.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty big.
The jump off is here. The jump off is here, man.
What?
That shit was. Come on, man. You not gonna act like that Lil Kim song was hard. That Lil Kim song was everywhere. The jump off. I'm back in, man, with the jump off. Goons in the camp, man, with the bunt off. Y'all remember that?
No.
That's.
It had the Lost Boys on it?
They had, what the fuck is his name?
Mr. Cheeks.
Mr. Cheeks. Mr. Cheeks was on it.
That's what I was thinking about here.
And then after that came Lights, Camera, Action.
Renee, Lights, Camera, Action.
Oh, see, Renee.
That's it.
And early
it was,
90s.
It was four of them, too.
It was four of them, yeah.
I don't know why I thought it was one
and only
three.
One of them got the shine.
Well, I mean, you said
Mr.
one of them
was
killed,
was
so.
Mr. Cheeks was the biggest one, so.
Yeah, he's it. That's like Mr. Cheeks and the mother nigga. They don't. Know who the biggest is.
Well, I mean, we don't know what they contributed.
Nothing contributed. Y'all had one song together.
But see, we don't know that because Country Grammar was a Saint Lunatic project.
Okay.
And he cut them all, and all of them got cut off.
So, I don't think the label did that though.
He did, but
it makes sense.
But
who has the most?
We don't know. We don't know who, you know what I'm saying, did all the contributing. Nelly just was the light skinned nigga.
Okay.
So we don't know who really, you know what I'm saying,
but
who was really that one.
They had a shot though. Afterwards.
Yeah. Especially Murphy Lee.
Murphy Lee had a shot. I-20 had a shot.
Big run.
I-20 ain't
hitting. Who was
I-20? I-20 is was a St. Louis dick, wasn't it?
Hot 20 is in DTP, man.
Well, one of them niggas.
DTP was, not trash. Memorable at all.
He was worse than Luda was worse than Diddy didn't win a game to that shit, but
he had Chingy.
Well, he fumbled every act he had.
He did. He fumbled. What's his name?
Shauna was good too.
Shauna, yeah, 2 Chainz. Yeah, 2 Chainz. Chingy.
Yeah, Chingy.
He had Ludacris had Chingy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh wow.
Mm-hmm. And he took a big L too.
I mean, yeah, poor depending guy. On how, you know, depending on the inches. Yeah, yeah, probably better. Yeah.
2 Chainz the only real L in that because.
What? Wait, Chingy had 3 big ones.
He did.
4 big ones.
3
big ones. Right there. Holiday Inn.
Holiday Inn. One call away. And that's what it's
calling
me
back.
Stops.
Is that one?
Calling me, yeah.
Ooh, what is calling me?
Telling me,
that's the same song.
No, it's not.
One call away and call me back. Just,
one call away has Jason Weaver on it.
Are you right?
Yeah. Not speaking the same
of
song.
Man, you going to go see? You going to go check check my man's out at Craig Ranch?
Who?
It's Tyrese, Nivea, Ruffians, and somebody else.
I can't listen to Ruffians. I get emotional with someone to love because my mom used to love that song. Aww. So when I hear it, I start crying. It's so bizarre to even say that because it's like rough ends. No, but no that more song is, makes me cry.
No More is top 5 heartbreak record. No, you put that on, you'd be like, fuck that bitch.
I'm turning the radio off if that come on.
No more shopping sprees.
Turn that shit off.
No more VIPs.
Off.
I feel like that was a response to Hit 'Em Up Style. Remember Blue Clint? No.
Nah, boy. Let me see. Top 5. I'm Blue doing Kendra. No More. I'm doing No More.
These are your heartbreak songs?
I'm putting these on them. Fuck that bitch.
These are your top 5 fuck that bitch songs?
Well, absolutely. Not I'm okay. Sad, but fuck that bitch. I know my worth. It's No More. Liar. One Last Cry.
You can't be saying fuck that bitch to One Last Cry because you really that at that point you're what? Broke down.
Man, I'm fucked that. I know
you are broke down at that point.
I'm done. One Last Cry. Pretty Girls Lie. Trey Nim.
How does that song go?
It's fucked up. You gotta listen to lie, Pretty yeah. Girls Lie. He can get back.
I'm with you on that one.
Pretty Girls Lie. He can do shit. And fuck. Ooh, shit. I gotta think about that fifth one. It's too many.
Let me see, because I got a playlist. I got a playlist for these kind of songs.
What's the Boys to Men joint?
Doing just fine.
Talk that talk, nigga. Fuck that bitch. Mm. I'm over it.
Let me see. What I got on mine? Not doing just fine. I don't ever see you again.
Uncle Sam, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I'm not mad at that. Wait, I thought he was like, his girlfriend died and shit.
No.
No, that was sad.
Who was that? What song is that?
Girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm tripping. Got them confused. Them niggas look the same.
Love Don't Make No Sense.
Ooh, Good Girls. Ooh, that.
Ooh.
I put on Good Girls when I want to be a victim.
I'm with you on that. I Can't Make You Love Me.
Okay. I'm not mad at that. He got a playlist. That's crazy.
I'm with you with the Pretty Girls Lie.
Trey was a hit shit, bro. Wait. Heartbreak Trey? Heartbreak Trey is, boy, top tier.
Mm-mm. And a new one that you probably ain't gonna fuck with, but the Chris Brown Sleeping Night. Have you heard it? Listen to that one.
I have to check it out. It ain't been no elite. Heartbreak records from no dudes lately.
What about the Division?
Giveon may have one or two.
What about the Division?
No, Giveon be breaking people's hearts.
If I get caught, grew on me. That shit grew on me, bro. That shit grew on me. I can't lie. Hey, if I get caught, grew on me.
Yeah.
Other than that, yes, they all belong to the women. Mm.
So I'm gonna go with None of Your Concern.
Mm.
That's Janae.
Ugh,
yeah,
solid skip. Pick.
Yeah, no, none of your concern. That's a great pick. Destiny's Child, if Keisha Cole, I should have cheated.
If I... Yeah, skip.
Yep, no. This is my list.
I know I fuck with Michelle, but anything starting with Michelle.
This is my list, though.
Crazy skip. Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Destiny's Child, if...
Keisha Cole, I should have cheated.
Solid pick. Damn, that's solid. Fuck.
Let me see. So you got a playlist too.
Me and my homeboys used to ride around to that.
I'm glad it ain't just me.
Me and my homeboys used to ride to that.
I should have cheated.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, you don't change no words to that one.
I think I'm gonna do Doing Just Fine too. And Dave Hollister Can't Stay. You don't like Dave Hollister.
I know, so there was one song that I fucked with and I can't find it no more. I found a Dave Hollister song I fuck with and fuck, what's his name? He died and shit. Gerald Levert. Mm. I found, man, I can't find him no more.
Left off, what's his name?
Who?
Carl Thomas.
What's the first emotional?
Name? Not emotional, the first one.
I wish I never met her.
Wish I never met her.
Yeah. Oh, Fantasia, Free Yourself. I forgot about crazy. That. Yes.
Fantasia.
Yeah, no, Fantasia, she be going off on that song. I don't care what you say.
I think I got one. Free Yourself. Free Yourself, one of them ones.
Yeah. At the end, when she got it, she like, for real, like, if you don't want me, don't talk to me. Stop talking to me.
Free Yourself.
Stop talking to me. Free yourself,
and when I see you, it don't get no better than them two. I ain't going to hold you.
Hey man, they don't make them like they used to, man. Outside of summer, man, I don't really be feeling records like that, man. And yeah, man, summer got them joints. Summer got the heartbreak joints.
If I ever go to lunch and I don't hear some Fantasia, I'm gonna feel cheated. I'm gonna just keep it
when
up.
I see you. That's like nasty business.
Yeah,
yeah, that's.
All right, I didn't like it when it first came out, but now I'm like, oh, it's kind of a bop.
I'm sorry, y'all. If y'all hearing that shit, you know what I'm saying? Them allergies, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, there's nothing I can do.
One day he'll listen to his wife.
What, you told him to take some Zoloft or something?
Yeah, I kept telling him some Zoloft. Go to hell.
Hey, no, because you know what I mean? You know, man, them shit be creeping up on me, man. You know what I mean? So me and wifey went to this all-you-can-eat spot that we shall not name. That shit was nigga. I'm talking about white folks' food. All of it. And it looks so...
a buffet?
Yeah. Quick 105.
But you know what? That's why, like, you got to read reviews, because Instagram, them reels, and TikTok, they will have you go and spend some money someplace, and that should be trash.
Ivan, that shit looks good, bro. No. Dead ass. So, I think what was super dope about it is that you can get your drinks and shit while waiting in line. That was dope.
Yeah, okay. Like that your wine, dope. Your beer, your...
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so like we get into the spot. All you can eat spot. The food looked amazing.
What kind of food was it?
Anything you can think of. It's supposed to be a seafood all you can eat, but it was everything you could eat. Seafood.
Yeah, sushi, dumplings. Anything you can think of. Like brisket, all kinds of.
Yeah.
Okay.
They got all of it. The sweets too. All of it.
Okay.
From the look of it looks amazing. So first plate, we got the first plate. Okay. And shout out to Rod. I almost called, because Rod is a lover of seafood too. So okay. I almost text Rod like, hey, this shit right here, fire. We said, all right, let's go. We don't want to get too full. We didn't taste it the first plate. First plate, fire. Second plate.
No, wait. The first plate, we making plans and everything. Like, yeah, we can bring the kids back here. We can go do this, and that. Yeah, go ahead. Continue. And
second plate.
Wait, you ordered off the menu or is it buffet style?
No, it's buffet. It's a buffet.
Okay.
Go back up there. Second plate.
They made sushi without the sushi rice. So it
nigga,
was
that
like
shit was whole grain
it
rice,
was like
nigga.
The whole grain, like thick, cold, hard rice.
That's shit you make at home, sounds, nigga.
Yeah, that sounds crazy.
It was terrible.
Yeah, that shit
was really bad. So I was like, okay, I don't want no more of that.
Yeah. So that second plate was.
Vegan seafood sounds insane.
That third plate. Oh, this shit trash. Oh, this shit trash.
Why y'all just go back to what y'all had on the first plate?
Because we wanted to try everything.
We was trying to try everything.
And the brisket tastes like propane. Like, it was so bad.
No, Ivan. The way he was cutting that shit was falling. I said, oh, this shit gonna be fire. Man,
It was so bad.
Nigga, it was some motherfucking corn that they made. That shit looked so good. Nigga, it was like corn and some butter and some motherfucking pepper and shit. That shit looked... I don't even know what it was, but that shit looked fire. Man, man, that corn was hard in the motherfucker, man. I said, ah, these motherfuckers got me eating.
So everything looked good. It just didn't taste good.
It just didn't taste good.
But this is where, this is the kicker. So we went to the station that had the macaroni and cheese. Tell me why they had jalapenos in there. I said, whoa, whoa, whoa. What is this? Why are there jalapenos, the pickled jalapenos in there?
Pickled jalapenos is insane.
It's crazy because you know they got a distinctive taste. It was
so bad. So I done saved all my calories up. I'm waiting at this point. We go to the sweets. We say, fuck it. We're finna go to the sweets, right? So I'm just sitting there. I'm sitting there and I'm eating this shit. I got all the chocolate. I got all that shit.
Okay.
Then you know we just eat some of it. I'm just, at this point, I'm in a daze. Like, all these niggas gotta be fucked up, right?
We done spent all this money.
So
it's date night.
I'm eating it. I'm pissed in my head. I tell you some shit. I'm just like, nope. And she just started crying and shit. I was like, oh shit, I caught myself. Cause I was in a dang, I was hot. We was in a line for like 25. This was like a premier spot. Yeah. We was in line for but a good 30 minutes. So I'm hot.
Yeah, that's nuts.
It like, how do you mess up desserts? It like they have these little chocolate tarts, and I swear it tasted like a chocolate cracker. With no sugar in it. I'm like, what is this? Why are we doing this to ourselves? And so, what made it even worse is they had a food festival going on outside of the place. So I'm like, we could have had, for what we spent in here, we could have really had something good probably out there.
Yeah, so it was like a touristy, what's that one? What's the buffet my grandma like?
The Rio? Oh, no. Golden Corral?
Yeah, it's a touristy Golden Corral.
It's much worse than Golden Corral. At least Golden Corral
got the brownies, like, boy.
You can at least get you a steak. They go. It may not be the best cut, but they're going to cook it right there to your liking in front of you.
Even the steak was trash.
Jesus.
What? It sounds like it's a lot going on. Like, for it to be a seafood buffet, and y'all got...
So here's the kicker with that. Okay, so the way that they promoted on where we saw it on social media, they make it seem like it's like they have all you can eat lobster, crab, shrimp, all that stuff, right? But when you get there,
I'm pretty sure that's extra.
We was ready to pay for that. Okay. We was ready to pay. When you get there, they put a little asterisk on there. So lobsters are on Wednesday. And crab is on Thursday, like on the days that nobody's going to come. So when we get there, I'm like, well, where's the seafood? Oh, there goes some shrimp over there, some shrimp cocktail.
Man,
they had the garlic. Remember
the
one?
Garlic shrimp. I thought, man, the garlic shrimp looked like they were some heaters. I picked up like 12 of them motherfuckers.
It tastes like water.
Try it.
It was so bad. Try. Whoever they paid to come in and do the video, they did an excellent job because I was sold. I'm telling you, me and him talked about this for a whole week straight. We was like, yeah, remember we going to that place this weekend? So we're looking forward to it. And then when we get there, I'm like, what the? Where's all the stuff? Where's all the stuff? It's not here.
Well, it sounded like it wouldn't have been good in no way.
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was disgusting. There's no way we'd ever come back.
Fucking scentless shrimp, man. What the fuck, bro?
And you know how, like, if the shrimp is not seasoned, you know how unseasoned shrimp tastes. It is so disgusting. Like, it just tastes like the sea.
Yes. But you know, when you fool off of trash, like, that's the part that was, like, I want something else, but I'm full.
That's the worst feeling.
Oh my God.
When you had lost, I'm still hungry.
Oh my God.
This shit was terrible.
It was not satisfying. It was just very bad. Like, and the thing about it is we don't mind spending on something that we enjoyed, but it's like we went in here and spent over $100 on some bullshit. Like, this was
Golden Corral was the last place I didn't even feel like that.
What? Nigga, them brownies, nigga. Shit.
Their desserts are pretty good. A little Sunday station.
I've never went to a buffet thinking about no goddamn dessert.
Yeah, you.
What the meat taste?
What about the baked potatoes?
That's crazy. You going to a buffet cafeteria. For a baked
potato? You going to?
Yeah, you going to a buffet for a baked potato?
They have a potato bar though, where you put all your stuff.
Skip right past
everything I had in Golden Corral. Tastes like I got algebra after this. It's cafeteria. This is school cafeteria.
Nigga, go up there and get in school. Get your badge number and shit.
You get an apple juice cart. Like, y'all, this shit tastes like algebra after this. Like, all this shit tastes
31775.
All this shit tastes like school food. No, thank you.
But yeah, most buffet, what buffet is pretty good, though, that you've been to?
I don't know if you count it as a buffet, but like Fogo de Chao.
Oh, I've never been there before.
You never been there?
No, I've never heard of it.
What?
Rio, I've seen it before, but Rio, I've never
solid,
been before.
Rio solid.
Texas Day. Have you been? Have I been to Texas Day Brazil?
No, I heard we need to go though.
Oh my! Y'all never been to none of the Brazilian steakhouses?
No.
Oh, y'all fucking up. Oh, y'all fucking up.
At an OG at work said we need to go there.
Oh, you fucking up. Oh, nigga. What? I personally like Fogo de Chao better than Texas Day Brazil, but it's like it's literally like a meat parade the whole time. Like you go in there. Pause. But like they got like this card, and they don't even pay this shit. No, they don't even pay this shit. No, never mind. Why it's like a card they give you, and like one side is green, one side is red. So when it's on green, it's go. So
that's
like
crazy.
The waiters are constantly bringing around different cuts of meat, like different kinds of meat. So like ribs, like pork chops, all steak. They bring around all this shit the whole time, and you just tell them yes or no. The whole time is just
painful.
Different. Oh my god.
It sounds painful.
You gonna get the meat sweats. You gonna pay for it later. But this shit is amazing.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah, we need to try that.
Nah,
that
no sounds... bullshit. If you gonna spend $100 on a meal, that's the one you gonna get.
Okay. We'll check it out, man. Have y'all been paying attention to the Freaknik shit, man? Y'all feel like it's overblown?
It's definitely overblown. That's been the whole conversation for the last week, and the fucking documentary haven't even dropped yet.
Don't drop until 2024.
Next year?
2024.
No, I don't think. I think it drops this month.
Mm-mm. I think I read the 2024.
Maybe the 24th.
I just wonder what everybody thought Freaknik was like. We knew everybody's mama was getting fucked out there. Like if she went, she was getting fucked.
If she went, she was more likely getting fucked on.
Yeah, that's what I don't.
Getting know. Fucked or getting? Yeah, April 2024.
I wonder why it's such a big deal now then.
Because they're starting to roll out the images and stuff.
See, this is the part. This is the part that I'm a documentary head. I can watch a documentary. But I think the problem is, or what scares me about this situation is, out there were a lot of fraternities.
Mm-hmm.
Very fraternity driven.
Yeah.
For one. So it makes it easier to key on in individuals and certain institutions, certain organizations.
Yes.
I feel like, and maybe this is going to make people like revisit the Cosby situation, but to look at a situation that happened in the early 90s with early 2020 eyes is dangerous. We're in a different environment, different set of rules. And with this one, based upon the narrative, I feel like everybody's going to be watching that to come down on those individuals that you see doing something cringy.
Yeah. It's gonna be a tough one. Like you said, society has moved in a completely different space than it was in 1994, 1996, whatever year they focusing on.
So it was 94
somewhere. I think it stopped in like the early either the late 90s or the early 2000s is when it stopped. A lot of wild shit, and social media wasn't a thing, so a lot of people probably didn't anticipate a lot of these images coming back to haunt them 30 years later. It's gonna be ugly. It's gonna be ugly. Like all you hear about is like there was a lot of rape going on. That's all you. That's like the majority of the chatter is like sexual assault and like rape.
I mean, there's a video on Twitter that I seen where like you just see all these dudes running towards this one woman, and it looks like a fucking like a stampede.
Is she saying stop or like no?
I mean, because no. It just shows you running. You know, I mean, I don't watch it long enough. There is one where they like buy a car and like nigga, they got her like spread out.
Her butt cheeks spread out.
And she's posing for the picture.
And it's a police officer doing it.
It's like multiple pictures of that same pose.
That is insane. Yeah, that's what it was. That's what the culture was. This is Luke Peep Show.
So it's, and then it's like, okay, so if I'm a woman and I get key and someone sees my face on here, right, and recognize me, mm-hmm. what stops me from being, well, I was wild in the early 90s, but now that's not me no more. I'm upset. Like, how does, I just.
Well, they have to get releases to, they can't just put that information out there, can they?
I don't think there's any way to identify who each individual probably is.
Before they put them in a huge documentary?
Not necessarily. You're not like keying
usually in. You have to release those images.
If you keying in on individuals, you will probably need a release. But if it's just documenting what happened and you just so happen to be in there, I don't think so.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be wild to have to feel like you had to obtain all those different signatures. Like if you think about any documentary, how many random faces they show, you can't tell me they got a release for every single person in every documentary.
So, I mean, I do wonder the angle because it is a Hulu documentary. So it's not going to, I don't think the imagery is going to be crazy.
Yeah.
You know, Hulu is part of the Disney bundle. They're not going to have no,
I don't know.
They ain't going to have nothing. They ain't going to have nothing.
Hulu's more of a Fox thing though, to me. It's more of a Fox thing because. Sons of Anarchy is on there. The Mayans is on there.
Yeah, but I've watched at this point. I've watched five or six documentaries. We just watched one on Christopher Dorner situation.
Okay.
Right. They just literally released one on him. It was really cut and dry. You really didn't see nothing. You know, with everything that happened, you didn't see anything that will be considered R-rated. It was they took that a nine or 10 day situation and turned it to 30 minutes.
Yeah, it was very boring.
Yeah, it was really cut and dry. So I wonder the angle, because if you're not showing the wild shit, the sex shit, then what other angle could you be going at? And to me, it's only one left.
And what, that's the rape,
the sexual. Now,
as you're just talking about the culture in general, I think just rap, hip hop culture at the time was completely different. Like I said, that's around the time of like, that's when Luke was having his situations in like Miami. So I think that's just like whatever was going on in Miami just kind of bled over to Atlanta. This is when Black spring breaks were like a huge thing in the South. Mm-hmm. Like I know Daytona Beach used to be huge. Freaknik was huge. Like certain beaches.
What was that movie back in the day? Wasn't that like
Fat Beach?
Yeah.
But so, spring break was like a huge thing for amongst all colleges. Like absolutely. It wasn't just Black, you know, kids that was out there being wild and crazy. Like everybody was doing that shit.
As a huge documentary person. Now, what would and I heard this earlier, but as a documentary guy, there is a distinct difference, right? So, sorry. I can watch a documentary. Okay. So, you got Hulu. Most of the documentaries I watch is on like Hulu or HBO Max, right? Mm-hmm. Hulu was real cut and dry. They're not going to show you too much. You know what I mean? Like the Christopher Dorner situation. I think they talked to like 2-3 people. Real cut and dry. If HBO Max would have made that documentary, you'd have seen Dead Bodies. Yeah. You'd have seen
The Manifesto.
You've seen all that. So the Christopher Dorner situation on Hulu, you didn't see the Manifesto. You didn't see no crime scenes. You didn't really, it was very, very just like real cut and dry. And this is brand new. I watched a 9/11 documentary on HBO Max or the Woodstock documentary. Woodstock documentary. Now that was some sexual harassment.
Agreed.
That was nuts.
They were out there drugging people, and not saying that it didn't happen at every other place, but they were drugging people.
Woodstock was nuts.
They were out there dancing and shit.
No, oh yeah, Woodstock is very romantic. But see,
the I think the issue with Woodstock is it was just I'm sorry, but it was like the real Slim Shady video. It was just a bunch of white folks. With Freaknik, you see motherfuckers in fucking fraternity gear. You say you clearly see a cop. You see things that could you can key in and say, "Hey, you're responsible for." That scares me.
Yeah, there. I feel like, and I haven't seen much of it, but there's definitely some people who are shaking in their boots. Like, I wonder if I'm going to be in these videos, and what is it going to show me doing?
Yeah,
I think it's definitely going to have people spooked, which is why it's such a big conversation right now.
That's why I said that, you know, at some point, not even at some point, like some people are going to try to revisit the Cosby situation because Quaaludes were big back then. Yeah. I had shared a video of Rick James talking about it. He like, hey nigga, we had the cocaine, we had the Quaaludes. His documentary
was crazy.
Yeah, Rick James documentary was
nuts. Who did his documentary?
That was HBO Max. That was HBO.
That?
Yeah, you gotta watch that. You gotta watch that.
Okay. That was
but
crazy.
He said, hey man, we got the cocaine, got the heroin, we got the the Quaaludes. Got all this shit in the studio right here. This is what we do.
Yeah.
So if you look at that in 2022, 2023, it's like, okay, well, what the fuck were y'all doing? You know what I mean?
Not necessarily because niggas drink lean and all that. They do all that.
Say you get Lil Wayne.
Niggas do Molly. You do all that kind of shit. So I don't think it's a difference, especially not in that space for sure. Yeah. Just a different type of drug in that space. I don't think it's nothing different.
That kind of scares me, man. It's the first time I'm kind of like,
I feel like it's just going to come and go like everything else does. And the only people that's really going to be trying to like break it down bar for bar is our community. Nobody else is going to care about that. Nobody else is going to care about it. Like, and then, you know, what's different? What is the difference between that and then the OnlyFans era? Like, you know, a lot of people saying, oh, your mom might be in one of these videos, but your mom might be on OnlyFans now too.
But
so,
they're suffering consequences though. There have been teachers that have been caught with OnlyFans pages and have been fired.
That is a fact. That's a fact.
But that's because it's happening right now in this very moment. So you think that somebody is going to be fired for something they did when they were 19 years old and they...
I mean, Cosby... got sentenced to however long for something that happened.
Yeah, but I'm saying who's pressing charges?
70s?
On, yeah, but he look at who Bill Cosby is. Like, can we?
I'm
really
just saying the rules.
It?
I mean, the rules change though. You know, for something that was part of the culture in the 60s and 70s, and I'm going to prison for what the environment was back then. You know.
But the environment really hasn't changed when you think about it because people are still getting drugged. Like, I remember growing up, my mom used to always say, if you put your drink down and you leave it there, don't go back to it because you never know who might be with you and might just dump something in there. You can't even smell it. You can't taste it. Yeah. And then you passed out somewhere.
It's just shit like that. Like I said, man, then one day, there's going to be a feminist that's going to wake up and walk down Martin Luther King and stop at that statue and say, I want that pulled down because that man was a womanizer. And then what? Just opens the floodgates, man. We can't just watch nothing and just be like, nigga, that shit was crazy. When I watched Woodstock, I was like, yo, bro, that is nuts. What is happening?
Well, I mean,
this shit right here, and it's all black too? Oh, my goodness.
We allow it, though, like with the, you know, the hypersensitive. Yes. Like, we allow that. We allowed it. We allowed, you know, the name changes, like, for the Chiefs. Not the Chiefs. Who was it? The Redskins. Now they're the Commanders.
I mean, I kind of get that one.
I mean, but I'm just saying, like, it's something that had been around for so long, and now they're like, okay, now we got to change it because it's offending everybody now. So
it's always been offensive, though.
It's always been offensive.
Well, it's always been offensive.
That's like
I
say, hey,
like,
we're the Negroes.
No, but I'm saying it's always been offensive. Like the things that
the blackface
that were offensive and that we looked past and just kept on going on with our life because it didn't really affect us so much to where we needed to have the change done.
Yeah.
Now it's like, no, it needs to be done right now.
Hmm. I get it. I do. And this documentary scares me. It fucking does. I ain't gonna lie.
It's gonna be. I don't think it probably won't. If this has the impact that we are scared of, it will. Like, where does it stop? Like, are they going out to the Rolling Up and Smoke tour next? Like, I don't know.
All the festivals.
Yeah.
No, that Woodstock documentary was nuts, and that shit. Like, I mean, it was an impact. It trended, but it was just like a sea of white folks. There was really nobody you can point out. I just on Twitter, like I said, I'm just scrolling out and I'm looking at the Freaknik Twitter joint, and I'm like, you can see niggas in their sweaters, and yeah, it's just easy to
wearing their colors. And all
yeah,
that.
It's yeah, easy to point them out and be like, that organization is
complicit.
Yeah, and
but I mean, a lot of the fraternities, they are known for like being freaks, like the Qs, like. I mean, with their tongues out.
I wouldn't know.
You know what I'm talking about?
I would not
know. They be having their tongue out. Like, what is that for? You saying that you want to eat pussy or something?
I don't fuck with fraternities. But
well, man, I'm just saying.
You can't counsel the shimmy. I like that shit.
I wipe you down.
They're kids. Like, I feel like they put weight. We're putting too much pressure on this documentary that's coming out. They were kids. They're all young adults. We ain't putting
pressure on it, but you know how that shit go, man. I just, with social media, man, I find it, you know, it is powerful, you know, and, you know, there is a difference between social media and reality, but you can't take away the impact of social media. And the fact that so many people be fake caring about so many situations at one time, mm-hmm, kind of scares me a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And you can fake, a bunch of people can fake care a situation to where now people really with power got to do some changes. You know what I mean? And that scares me.
I don't think there's nothing that can be changed about Freaknik. Is first of all not even a thing anymore. Like what changes can you really make?
It's coming back in Vegas.
What?
It's not.
People keep doing the parties though.
I mean, you're gonna do the parties, party. Absolutely. You're gonna do the parties, yeah. But like as an event, I don't think we're ever gonna see that again.
Okay. Ivan, tell us about you brought up a question to me. Said, do we think hip hop culture and our community ever have political power? What did you mean by that?
I was watching, so we talking about Hulu and documentaries on Hulu. I've been kind of I started watching like Rap Caviar. I don't know if you saw it.
I've heard of it, but I haven't checked it out.
So it's like a 6-part docuseries. The first 5 are like focused on individuals. The last one is like hip hop and crime and like hip hop police.
Okay.
And there was a statement towards the end of that episode where he was kind of like, you know, if the hip hop community ever like realized their political power, they could be, you know, strong or whatever. And I'm just like, I just was wondering, like, could that ever really be a thing? Like, could we galvanize and like, would we really have that kind of power?
With the Obama race, like they made it seem as if we had that type of power. Like they had Diddy, they had all of the celebrities, everybody doing the vote or die.
The vote or die campaign was huge.
So, you know, when everybody was coming out in droves to vote, but we really don't have.
You don't think so?
I feel like, you know, when it comes to politics, they make us feel like we have a lot of power when it comes to making changes and things like that. And, you know, but at the end of the day, it's not, especially with like presidencies and things like that, it's not based on the popular vote. It's not.
It's not.
And, mm-hmm, you know, they put that facade out there like you can really make a change. But at the end of the day, you know, we could say who we would like to win, but it's bigger powers up there that's going to make the actual decision at the end of the day.
Hey, man, what Pac say, man? Power's in the people, man. Politics we address. I feel like we've always had power. It's what we do with it that has us all fucked up. Like wife you brought up, man, I vividly remember the Vote or Die campaign and how
huge.
Fucking powerful that was. I think hip-hop and politics have always, hip-hop itself has always been political.
Public Enemy?
Public Enemy, man. Gil Scott, Shit Common, the Lost Poets, Shit, I could go on and on and on, but
early 90s.
When
was the last time you felt like hip hop really had like a political figure?
I don't think anybody's really cared to have a.
Kendrick just dropped To Pimp a Butterfly in what, 2015, 16?
What was political about that though?
That was entirely political.
Did anybody interpret it that way, or did anybody?
Yes. Kanye West. College Dropout.
That was early.
That's still 2000s. Early 2000s, like around the Obama stuff.
Common did with fuck, what was that album that I love? Yeah, Stevie Wonder on it. Fuck, I can't think of the.
Sounds like you didn't love it.
No, I absolutely love
that
album.
Was it like Water for Chocolate?
No. It was a Common album, and all it was.
Go,
it was
doing
a
full, go.
No,
just, I love that song.
It's not too long.
It's only what I can.
Like 2016, man. You know, for those that are listening, man, y'all can pull it up. But I know Stevie Wonder is on it.
Oh, he's fucking Angela Rye. Okay, I get.
Come on, man. But you've all, huh? Marigold Gazaway? No. This has had to be like 2000. Common Wonder? No, this is like 15.
We went through his whole catalog now, and I know what it is.
Nah, come on, man.
Do a little digging, because I don't know. I don't remember.
I used to play this album
out. You remember it?
It's been a while since I just ran it back, and I was like, man, it aged amazingly. Black America Again.
I don't think I've ever listened to that.
That's
album.
Crazy. But just coming up, you got James Brown. You know, I hate him to death, but KRS-One.
I was gonna say KRS-One.
You know, The Message, you know what I mean? Like, that song in itself is full of political shit. You got James Brown. I hated the Stop the Violence movement, but you got the Stop the Violence movement. Pac, of course. NWA.
Late 80s, early 90s. It's been a while.
So you got Black America Again. You got To Pimp a Butterfly.
Who's the one that takes me to another? Excuse me. I used to like them.
That's Arrested Development.
Yeah, Arrested Development.
But
I used to love them.
But no, that's just music though. That's just music though. Like, I don't know if Stacey Abrams wins that race without T.I. and Killer Mike.
Okay.
I seen them everywhere to the point where Killer Mike was getting trashed for being so political. We see
But she lost, didn't she? Didn't Stacey Abrams lose?
She lost. No, she won something recently.
I kind of feel like she lost.
I thought she won something. Oh, I'm tripping. The Breakfast Club, politicians go straight to The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, they PC.
I mean, it's still a hip hop platform.
No. If I could get up here and I talk to my purse. What? Y'all say, I mean, let her play y'all face?
If you can't.
Everybody let her play.
If you can't sit through the pandering, I mean, if you don't know what pandering is, I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's on you at that point. Because if that's the point, then politicians will be getting kicked out of every church.
Agree. They pander too.
Pandering is part of the process. But I'm not even going to say I come from an era, just being a fan of hip hop. I come from an era where rappers often rapped about politics.
Right.
Now you see hip hop and politics damn near coexisting. I would have never, like, outside of Trump, because Trump was everywhere back in the 90s. But outside of him, I not too often seen too many hip hoppers on, you know what I mean, aside from. Beside a politician. And then you got Obama had Lil Wayne and Meek Mill and Rick Ross in the White House and shit.
Don't forget about Jeezy. My president is black.
Yeah. I think he's the only one. Only because he was black, though.
Yeah, right. Nas is on that song, so I don't.
Nas is on that song.
I have never heard his verse on that song.
He's on there?
Yeah, you skipped that motherfucker immediately.
outside of Obama, and because he was black. Do you?
But it's still power though. Like to come from it to be able to put hip hop fans in a situation to where not only am I rapping about it, but I'm able to educate my listeners on politics.
Have they though? Like, okay, so for me, there's a difference between rallying people to get them to vote and actually being involved in the political process.
Okay.
So I think rappers can do that. Do I think rappers can do that? Absolutely. You can get people to go out and vote. You can use your platform to do that.
Okay.
Can you get them to stay involved in the political process? Can you say, okay, well, this is what the black community, hip hop community needs, and we're gonna advocate for that, and we're gonna push for that, and we're gonna keep people engaged in the process. Can hip hop do that? That's a completely separate process. Because once we vote, all right, we did our part.
But you okay? So power and retainment, I think, are two different things, right? I think we have the power to move a political party or sway a political party or get somebody in office. I feel like we have that power. Now, there's only been one time in my lifetime that I seen people focused on politics all fucking 4 years, and that was when Trump was in office. I had never seen my peers or anybody talk about politics as much. Although he was crazy hated, people paid attention.
People pay attention to things that they hate, though.
Now we got this corpse in office, and nobody give a fuck.
I think the difference between Trump administration and other administrations that I can think of is Trump was directly engaged, because you're supposed to turn over your phone and all that other shit when you get in the office. Trump kept his phone. Yeah, he's supposed to.
I didn't know that.
So, or because they have like an official account for like the president. Trump had his own shit. Like, I'm doing my own. I'm playing by my own rules. So Trump, regardless of whether you hate him or loved him or wherever you fell on the spectrum, Trump constantly was engaged through social media. He's the one president who used social media to stay engaged with the people.
Because he wasn't a politician.
Agreed.
He's a businessman. He's a politician. Obama tried to do it. You know what I mean? He got the, you know, hip hop. You know, he got the hip hoppers, the rappers and shit coming through the White House. He tried to. He has the list every year.
Yes, the books and the music.
Yeah, he has that every year, so that keeps him engaged. Trump just said, fuck it, I'm gonna stay talking to the people.
The people.
And so I think that if any politician is going to take anything from him, it is that. How do you keep the people engaged and it worked for you? You know what I mean? Like, even to this day, man, and I don't know what it is about the man, but like, his anything he does is going to block out everything. They had his arrest on every channel.
He's the one former president who's ever been arrested. That's big news.
Man, that nigga.
Or face criminal charges. My fault.
How do you, if the feds are coming for you, right? You ain't got no power. How do you negotiate, my nigga? Y'all not gonna get no mugshot from me, and y'all not gonna. There's no going to be no pictures of me in handcuffs.
I'm still a former president. That still carries some prestige, some power.
That is a democratic process. And if that man does not go to jail, he will be the president again. They already you see his staff coming out. He is like talking about he's another martyr. He's up there with the Tupacs and
they know what they're supposed to do.
Come on, man! Like,
that's what they're supposed to do.
I'm saying though, but if the Democratic Party got all of us, everybody in hip hop, why they can't take none of that shit and remix it?
I don't think they have everybody in hip hop.
Shit, what?
I don't think they do.
Boy,
now have you heard anybody?
Cardi was on FaceTime with Biden and shit.
It's Cardi.
What you mean?
I don't know.
She's the king of New York.
She is the king of New York for sure.
Think Ice Spice not giving her a run for her money?
No, what? Ice Spice got Glorilla out of here though.
No, Glorilla. Jesus. She got herself up out of here. Like, if you really listen to her music,
internet troll shit is garbage. And then
she let that group come in here and get them up out of here. The Shibuya?
The Shibuya. Is it them her folks?
Yeah.
I hear that shit everywhere, but.
It's bitch, just, I'll be Kari.
Yeah, but it was like nobody was taking Ice Spice serious. And then she just, I hear her all over, I hear her everywhere now. I don't hear Gorilla that much no more.
She got the machine behind her, though.
What machine? She signed by World Star Hip Hop. What machine?
She signed by Nicki.
World Star, they used to run the internet.
Ice Spice is a World Star hip hop.
I think that she signed to Nicki. She signed to Nicki.
No. She is signed to World Star Hip Hop.
That might be who manages her. That's not who label she on.
She is signed to World Star Hip Hop. Nicki Minaj don't got no label?
Yes, she do. She signed the one chick I posted a video. The singing chick. She signed to Nicki Minaj. No, Nana Fofi. She's a teen singer. Mm. She signed to Nicki.
No. Hold on, man. Y'all talk.
Y'all remember Media Takeout?
Yes. Is it still around?
I don't know, but nah. Like that was the Shade Room before the Shade Room.
That was the Shade Room before the Shade Room.
I remember I used to check that website every day when I get into work, like clockwork.
And you know what's crazy? I think all them motherfuckers is ran by foreigners.
She's okay. She signed under her and Nicki got a relationship, but she signed under 10K Management, and that's under Universal.
Oh. Mm. Universal will give everybody a try.
We'll find some network. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Media Takeout. It says Nicki Minaj hint. Hip hop used to be crazy with all the fights.
Yes. Oh, that's early that's social media. Crazy day. Yeah.
To see Nicole Bitchy used to be a
new I never really got on Nicole Bitchy. What's the other one? Black Sports Online.
Yeah.
Oh, World Star is her distribution. She has a distribution deal under World Star. Which is Superstar.
Didn't he get like shot or some shit like that?
I don't think he owns it anymore. You know, it's some. I think a white guy owns World Star now. Jeez. I believe so.
Well, I feel like he died in California or something. Didn't he?
I know he got shot or some shit like that.
I don't know.
Q? Any one named Q or some shit?
Something like that. Yeah. Mm. I feel like that's the one that was fucking Cat Stacks.
What happened to Cat Stacks?
It's Cardi.
No, it's not Cardi.
Come on,
Cat Stacks, you boy. Cat Stacks. That was Corinne before Corinne, wasn't it?
Nah, she came after Corinne.
Did she?
Mm-hmm.
That's when they start making everybody sign those NDAs because they're like, hold on.
She got deported and shit. I mean, they let her back in the country, but like you didn't hear from her after that.
I ain't never, you know, like I said, I ain't never been into porn, so I didn't know Superhead got her. You know that she don't go by that no more. She's like,
no, she's Corinne.
Yeah.
Did she change her name though legally? Didn't she?
She did something. I don't know. It's a rebrand. Yeah, she's a rebrand. Her name is Corinne. She's no longer, you know what I'm saying, associated.
You like the videos online. We see it.
Who's the dude with the LA hat on? I guess she was like sucking him up and he was like going crazy and shit. And that's how that happened?
Mr. Marcus. The song came out first. The Jadakiss verse. I know a bitch named Superhead. She gets Superhead. So she got Superhead. That's the first time we heard of her. Okay. Then I think the book dropped. I think the video was out, but it didn't gain notoriety until like who the fuck is Superhead? And then it's like, oh, now we understand.
Thetas was whooping on her, right?
Huh?
Homie from Thetas. He was whooping on her, right?
What was the dude's name? The first one? That's how she learned how to.
It was Orlando. Orlando was whooping on her.
Cool G Rap was the first one who was whooping on her. Yeah.
Nah, Orlando from Theta. From Thetas.
Brian.
We rocking Thetas.
Brian White, I think is his name.
Nah, the other one.
Columbus.
Yeah, Columbus Short. Columbus Short was whooping on her.
She married him, though, didn't she?
Did she marry Columbus?
I think she married
Bill
Eddie.
Maher. She was with Eddie Winslow.
Yeah.
She's with Eddie Winslow. He's crazy. Whooping her. Coochie Rap was the first one, though.
Yeah, he was the one that taught her to give head like that because he was abusing her. I read the book, too.
It was really good.
He made her
give head until she cried, like, till tears.
That's work right
out.
There. Yeah, that's real
like,
work.
Her throat, like she said her throat was bruised. Like, he was really tripping. He was beating her ass.
So wait, hold on. Y'all can't
so he whooped it out of her. Like, that's the only way you're going to suck dick like that is if somebody beat it out you.
Oh, shit. That
ain't going to happen. You're going to be in jail.
Hey, man. Let me say.
They're going to have to come pick you up. What? Hey, you want to put your hands on me? Oh, no.
So wait. That was as a form of training, or he like just made like her
punishment.
Do it after?
That was punishment.
Not like punishment. What the fuck? That's some cold punishment.
You gotta read the book.
There's no way I'm sitting.
Why? It's kind of crazy.
It's a lot of names.
A lot of names up in there.
Shout out to John. It was blood on the sheets. That's where that came from.
Yeah, that was with Tigger, Big Tigger.
Yeah, I heard she got. It's more than one, right? It's more than one. Hmm? She dropped another one.
She dropped like two or three.
Yeah, I only read the first one,
but it was enough names in that one.
Was it like big? When did it drop?
That was early
2006, maybe.
When I graduated, I was not reading. Maybe 2006. When I graduated, what?
It was before that, wasn't it?
I feel like it was 2005.
Like, was it a big deal? Was it a big deal?
Yeah, because she like named names. So yes. Like, Vin Diesel, Kool G Rap, Jay Z, Wayne,
everybody.
Okay, so going back, hold up. So
2005. It was called Confessions of a Video Vixen.
Okay, hold on. So going back to when we was talking about the Freaknik shit, right? How do you get releases to drop a book with all these names in it?
She didn't sign no NDAs.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's the difference between then and now.
It's a bunch of names in there. I think
she dropped a few.
Dwayne, I think a Mystical name was in there.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Mystical was in there for sure.
The Tigger shit. It's a lot of like notable names. She named names.
And Lil Wayne, she Shaq. Shaq was in there too.
Shaq was in there.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
She used to be passing them music around, man.
Yeah. And Lil Wayne, she had like an actual relationship that she kept on for years.
Yeah, she still fuck with Wayne, I think.
Yeah, she said she was leaving her husband and telling him, you know where I'm going.
Bill Maher.
So she can go and fuck him. No, it was another dude.
Bill Maher too.
Bill Maher was like out with her. I seen that. I had seen that though. But that was like way after the book though, I thought.
Like maybe the 2010s sometime, early 2010s. She still fuck with Wayne. Maher,
man. Yeah, she said that they had an understanding. So when she would leave for the weekend, he knew that.
That's nuts.
She was gonna go get fucked.
Wow.
That's a really good book, actually. It's compelling.
It was really good.
It was like
the read of the year in 2005. See, I was like, but I think 2006 was, I remember I had my baby around then.
What made it a good read? Just because she was dropping names about who she was fucking.
Like details though, not just like, oh, I fucked so and so. Like she was giving details.
She's a really good storyteller. Like she was telling the story all the way through. Yeah, it was pretty good.
She's a good orator. Literally and figuratively.
Really?
Yeah, cause I don't think you had. I can't remember any other time, especially not in hip hop, where you got like a bunch of names where like you naming specific shit.
And people talked about lawsuits, like.
Oh yeah, they came for
all
yeah.
kinds of stuff, but nothing didn't nothing happen.
They came for
that was like what's that book I read? I still got it at home about the woman that was married to Marvin Gaye.
Yeah,
she was dropping names.
What year did that book come out?
Jim, I got it when it first came out. So
yeah,
this was 2000.
He was a weirdo. A 15, lot of entertainers are weirdos. 14, 15?
Though. No, it wasn't 14, 15. Right, 16, 17.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was. I think he was a cuck.
Richard Pryor was
Marvin Gaye. I think he was a cuck, and I believe he was gay, which is It is what it is, but
I feel like back then that was a thing to watch a woman have sex with somebody else, because even Rick James they were talking about him watching.
Yeah, Rick
James wanted to watch his
Rick James wasn't fucking him though. Rick James wasn't touching him though. So that's super player to me.
Wait,
I always felt like that. Even in my even coming up, man, I think I would say I'm probably overrated in that department, but I always felt that was power. You know what I'm saying?
Not fucking them.
To have chicks like really, really like you.
Or probably you was on drugs and you couldn't get hard.
No, they were saying like he wasn't into that. Like
saying like after you do so much cocaine and stop working.
The stories have always been the same with him. Like he didn't trust anybody. To be doing that. So he would watch and record and shit. But Marvin Gaye was more so like sabotage. And I know he he sabotaged a lot because that's how he wrote. That's how he made his music. He wasn't able to write when he was happy. But to purposely like put your wife next to a man over and over and over and over, just so this man can fuck, and then you get mad about it. It's kind of weird. So every time they had a performance with Teddy Pendergrass, he would always book the room next to Teddy.
He would be in the room too, or just put his wife
there? He'd be like, he would introduce his wife to Teddy Pendergrass like every time, but he would always get the room next to him. And you know, of course, you know, at some point,
he would tell her to go have sex with him.
Like she said, she knew that that's what he wanted, and then when it happened, he got upset.
That's just weird on everybody's account. Like, if every time I see you, you're booked in the room next to me with your husband.
Like, what would make you think, like,
and, let's go? My man's
that's
was
weird.
That's weird.
My man's was the shoulder to lean on.
I kind of feel like they was having sex, but I feel like the guys was having sex, and they was making her.
No, they say Teddy. Too. Teddy was a real nigga. Like the persona.
What do that mean?
No, like the persona.
A lot of real niggas like real dicks.
No, in the. In the book,
for real.
In the book,
that's
like,
why you can't sit by me.
In the book, she was like, Teddy Pendergrass is not what we seen on TV. Is not how he really was, and like he was a real nigga. You know, he cussed like a, you know, he just wasn't. He was a complete opposite of the player that we, you know, what I mean, that we see on. It's a complete opposite in real life. But then what's the name? He came to show her to lean on, and she was fucking with him for a minute.
So she was just fucking everybody.
What's his name? Frankie Beverly. Frankie Beverly became a... But in that book, he married her underage. With parents like 18? 17, 18?
Well, 18 is legal.
But I forgot what song he made, but like... Because you know he was married to Berry Gordy's sister. And I forgot what
Marvin
song...
Was?
Yeah. And I forgot what song he was, but he... When him and Berry Gordy's sister divorced... He would continuously take his new wife over to his ex-wife's house on purpose so they would fight. And I forgot what song he made out of that. But that was just, he couldn't make songs happy. Couldn't. He had to be high and he had to be, you know.
That's insane. I like Mary J. Blige.
Come on, man.
Man, Happy Mary is trash.
Happy Keisha is trash too.
Oh, Happy Keisha got some shit. Happy Mary.
Sent from Heaven was good. That was cool.
Was she happy then?
I think so.
She was with. That's when she was with Boogie.
Her songs be kind of confusing because they don't make any sense. So
I don't think he was in the league yet. That was Sent from Heaven game. That was her second album.
Oh, Sent from Heaven?
That was like her second album.
I like the song with Sean Paul and shit.
What song is that?
And give it all to me.
No. Nope. My favorites was her and Diddy. Was it If I Told You?
Last Night.
Yeah, I couldn't stand that shit.
Last Night. Yeah.
I used to like that song.
I couldn't stand. But that was back when the radio was
her
prevalent.
Her and Missy was a good song, too.
What? Her and Missy?
If you don't want to, love you to ride.
Okay, she got some shit.
I forgot about all that music.
Who did she do a versus with? Got smoked. Was that Ashanti?
Ooh. It was Ashanti, yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah. Makes sense that she would get smoked.
You gonna go check Ashanti and Ja out?
No.
No? Damn. I would have thought about it if you can't sit down.
There.
You can't sit down for that one. They're at the Palms. But that's like a sit down theater. I ain't sitting down for that. You can't sit down for that. Brooklyn Bowl, that shit was hot. That shit was crazy. Brooklyn Bowl was hard.
Bryson are they coming gonna up be soon? There.
Bryson Tiller?
Yeah.
I don't at see Brooklyn Bowl?
Why?
Cool. I mean, how much he gonna do off his first album? I ain't trying to hear nothing off his. If it ain't on his first album, I'm cool.
The last album he released was all right. It wasn't bad.
It was
he had some good songs.
It was he did the
shut up.
What he do? It was like Power and then Power Ghost, nigga. It was the same fucking album.
It was good though.
Niggas bullied the fuck out of him until putting that shit out. Nigga, I was Trap Soul remix.
What about SZA? She coming? October.
I'm not trying to see sizzling guys.
I think I might go to that one.
I want
to
go.
I get it.
How much are the tickets?
I don't know. It's at T-Mobile Center. So
they haven't released the price yet. They go on sale on the 14th.
It's at T-Mobile Center. So, you know, it's.
What's the name coming back fast?
Who?
Baby.
Baby.
Lil Baby's coming back this year. He was just here with Chris Brown in August.
Oh, Lil Baby. What was it? Lil Baby, Glorilla. Lil Baby, Glorilla, and somebody else.
That's a fast turnaround. You was just here.
Hey, man. Get that moolah. What you talking about? Get that moolah.
That's a fast turnaround. Like, you should get that moolah. Has he released anything since then?
Glorilla is hot, though.
Are you going to go see Glorilla at T-Mobile? For T-Mobile?
I don't think. She at T-Mobile? She ain't, they not at T-Mobile, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. You know what?
So they charging T-Mobile prices.
Hey, that new edition shit didn't look. I mean, it was looked like it was some cool.
I heard it was cool.
I heard it was some cool, but it wasn't like packed.
I heard it was cool. People were scared that Bobby wasn't going to show up because he missed two shows.
Yeah, and then he took off again. So shout out.
No,
to him.
He didn't.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. I seen an article.
He always
he was here.
No, he was here, but then after this one, he took off another show.
Bobby always.
He's hurt though.
He always be ruining it though. He always kill the reunions. Man. Every time they do it, if something going on with Bobby.
Man, Bobby looking great. Hey man. Hey man, Bobby ain't got the body for the hits no more.
Bobby don't got the voice for the hits no more.
Hey, telephone.
Sir.
I heard Keith Sweat voice was out there sounding bad.
When have you ever like
Keith Sweat could never sing. Yeah, he was Keith never Sweat known for his vocal ability.
Yeah, putting
ever.
Keith Sweat and voice together is, I don't know how y'all do that anyways. Hey, man, Views from the 7, man. It's been another week. Bro, are you a rookie? How long you been doing this?
I know you ain't talking because you done had a few slip ups.
Hey, man, just call me Spence on Twitter. Where can they find y'all at? God damn. Where can they find y'all at?
Y'all can find me both on IG and Twitter as Shayna_Candy. That's SHAYNA_KANDII.
Yeah. Oh, that's up there right now.
Hey, you found me. Hey, you found me.
Hey, Views from the 7 on Twitter. Views from the _7 on Instagram and TikTok. Views from the 7.
Hey, man. We coming outside anytime soon? Are we still?
Hey, man, 29th. We're 29th. Right. I think we'll drop it anytime now, you know what I mean? But yeah, man, we'll be outside. Next week, we up out of here. Peace.